Tom Homan on rampant Somali migrant fraud, multiple deportations coming. By Hannah Knudsen on December 12, 2025. There are multiple deportations coming in relation to the Somali fraud scandal. Trump border czar Tom Homan revealed, noting that a fraud investigator informed him there was certainly immigration fraud involved with Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, as well. Homan, who appeared on Newsmax, was asked about President Donald Trump's claims that Omar allegedly married her brother. "I just got advised by fraud investigator the other day that I asked the question, who reviewed the file? Says, no, there was immigration fraud involved. This statute of limitations became an issue in the last 4 years when this was first brought up. Who was president? Who runs DOJ? So pulling the records now, pulling the files, and we're looking at it," he confirmed. "But this fraud investigator, who I know personally, one of the best fraud investigators in HSI Homeland Security Investigations, said there's no doubt," Homan said of the potential of Omar immigration fraud. "He reviewed the file. So I'm running that down this week, matter of fact, and we'll see." Further, Homan was asked about the reports that nearly 50% of the visas in the Somali community are fraudulent. He said people will certainly have their visas stripped, given this reality. "I mean, those days are over. Thank God, President Trump's in the White House. We're going to look at all of them. I mean, we're looking at those here illegally. Of course, we're going to look at those here under a visa or some sort of, you know, immigration process that are criminals. We're going to look at national security threats. But those who came through a process that weren't properly vetted, didn't provide documentation, who slipped through the Biden's weak processes on, you know, giving visas," Homan said, adding they are going the whole gamut. "We're going to deep dive all of this, and we'll hold people accountable," Homan said, confirming, "Yes, there are going to be multiple deportations coming." As Breitbart News reported, a retired Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) official revealed that a decade of Somali migration to the United States was plagued with mass fraud. The P3 refugee pipeline, created by the Refugee Act of 1980, allows refugees to apply for their spouses, unmarried children, and parents to also receive refugee status in the U.S. from 2003 through 2008. Africans, including Somalis, represented more than 95% of the refugees who arrived in the U.S. through the P3 program. In March 2008, after some 36,000 mostly Africans had entered the U.S. as P3 refugees, the majority of whom resettled in Minnesota, the program was halted by then-President George W. Bush after the State Department unveiled mass fraud. The State Department published a report in November 2008 detailing how the agency had started requiring P3 refugees from Somalia, Ethiopia, and Liberia to take DNA tests to prove they were blood relatives to the U.S.-bound refugees sponsoring them for such status. Further, data published by the Center for Immigration Studies revealed that over 8 in 10 households headed by Somali refugees in Minnesota are on one or more forms of American taxpayer-funded welfare, adding to the growing scandal.